indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming out. Beautiful day. Oh, my goodness. Let's see. Okay, called order, pledge allegiance, check, public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on the agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You will be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the council about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium, if applicable. Clearly state your name, address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or by the council to majority vote. Okay, check. Tabled minutes from January 2028, 2025 for possible action. We didn't have any.
I don't.
Perfect. Yeah. Okay, moving on. Megan?
The ones attached, do you want a motion on that?
Okay, these aren't good. Sorry.
Okay,
the minutes that are attached are not the minutes.
Okay, good.
I started them and then I realized we didn't have an audio, nor did I was not here at that meeting, so we didn't have minutes.
We're tabling them again.
So we will be able to get them as soon as
okay, we can go home.
I printed it at work, so I was printing really fast.
Table again. Okay, moving along. Approval of the agenda for March 25, 2025, and hold, combine, or delete any items for possible action. That's tabled as well. Mm-hmm. Informational items. Receive a report from Metro regarding...
The agenda doesn't get tabled. Mama? You still have to approve the agenda.
We don't have...
This is the agenda. Yeah, it's fine.
Right, you still have to approve the agenda.
Motion. Oh, okay. Motion.
To approve the agenda.
I motion to approve.
Perfect.
Yeah. And Monica.
Okay. All right, then. Informational items. Receive a report from Metro regarding activity and statistics during the past month. No? What?
They're not here.
Okay. They're what?
They're all at the bar.
The officers are on a traffic.
They're eating.
I heard them on the radio.
It's Tuesday.
So I know they were on their way, but it sounds like someone got their attention.
Okay. All right.
That's more important business.
Receive a report from BLM law enforcement about recent events in the area and public lands. Policing concerns for discussion only.
Hello, everybody. James Foyles, Bureau of Land Management's Law Enforcement Office for Southern Nevada. I don't have a lot to report for Good Springs, which is a good thing because I've had a lot to report. That means you guys had a lot of problems that are coming across my desk. Things are looking good overall. Our office has been very busy with search and rescues over at Red Rock, as one would expect since the weather is perfect for hiking right now. We've also had some significant arrests made on some commercial dumping happening in the Las Vegas Valley, which is we're ecstatic about because that's one of our biggest problems throughout the entire Southern Nevada district. Specific to this area, I would just say it's warming up. Check underneath your vehicles for tortoises as they start to come out from hibernation and brumation over the winter. But other than that, be safe out on public lands with OHVs and stuff like that. I know there was a call for service just down the road for some target shooting that scared a couple people on some OHVs. I don't know if anyone from this community was part of that, but...
On the pass, yeah.
So
did we find out it was target shooting?
We don't know for sure, but that's what was suspected.
It was my friends that were up there,
yeah.
And the bullet went over right.
Yes,
past the
we believe it was very poorly carried out target shooting. But I guess we don't have any reason to think it was anything intentional. But yeah, that's the most significant law enforcement action. Both Metro and BLM sent multiple officers on that. And
they intended to do it. They just weren't intending to be poor at it.
I can't speak to what they,
the
their
target
intentions
shooter
were.
Said.
There were no suspects in the area upon law enforcement's arrival. So, that did bring a significant law enforcement response. A lot of resources were coming this way from in town as well. So, other than that, if you have any questions, I'm not going to be able to stick around till the end of the meeting like I normally do. So, I'll take them real quick now. Otherwise, I wish you guys a great day and.
Yay, Metro.
Metro.
Yay, Metro.
Sorry, just catching bad guys.
Yeah. You didn't miss your turn.
Yes.
We'll circle back.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, do you have a question?
Pardon?
Did you have a question, or were you waving bye-bye?
I was waving goodbye.
Okay. Thank you. Okay, we'll circle back and receive a report from Metro regarding activity and statistics during the past month and other area crime concerns for discussion only.
Hi, everybody. I'm Izzy. Hi. Nothing extravagant, but currently our section covers all of the Red Rock 159 area. And as of April 1st, we will no longer be covering that section of Las Vegas.
Oh. Wow.
We just found out.
Yay.
Enterprise and Summerlin are going to split it.
Wow.
Okay.
I have a map I can show you, Megan.
Interesting.
That's a good thing.
So we get you to ourselves.
You guys are stuck with us. Sorry.
Yay.
Yeah. Hey.
We'll get to see you,
that's good news. Well,
nobody consulted me either, Megan.
I like that I have one group that I can go to, and you guys know everything.
What was the date?
Really messing everything
up.
April.
So that's just the big news. Other than that, it's warming up, so I have noticed that shenanigans tend to warm up as well when the weather warms up. So things are getting a bit busier.
It's a great word.
Yep. All right. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you.
Love Good Springs.
We do too.
We do too. Right.
Okay. We don't have Rach, do we? Okay. Receive a report from the Good Springs Library regarding current and upcoming programs and activities for discussion only.
Yeah, since we've moved the time, it messes her up.
Uh-oh.
Can I text her?
Yeah. We'll text her and find out.
I talked to her earlier. Yeah, she can't come up because it's the timing.
Yeah.
Because before it was at the end of her shift, so they gave her a half hour to close up and come up. But now with it being 5:30, that's right in the middle of her shift, so she's unable to.
And
they're short-staffed in Sandy Valley, so there's no one to send over now to fill in her spot because they.
Maybe she could email us a couple days ahead of the meeting, and
or
we can
Megan,
read it off.
Can we move this to later part? To just her to a later part of the.
There you go.
Yeah, but if there's nothing on the agenda, I don't know that 20 minutes later or half hour later is going to make a difference.
Yeah, probably not.
Okay.
She'll answer.
Okay. We'll move on to number 4. Receive a report from the Good Springs Historical Society regarding upcoming events and other items of interest for discussion only.
I will take care of that. On the 18th of this month, we had a meeting, and basically we're gearing up for the reunion. So a lot of talk about what kind of neat things can we have for the reunion. A lot of pre-work has to be done as far as cleanup. There's just, the wind has been horrendous. Besides roofs blowing off, there's garbage everywhere. So there'll be an effort for cleanup. And I don't know any particulars about that yet, but it will happen.
Are you taking volunteers?
Before May 3rd. What?
Are you taking volunteers for cleanup?
We will. We're going to have another meeting between now and May 3rd, and that at that point we're just really.
What day is the reunion?
The 3rd of May.
Okay.
So there'll be Sandy Valley will come and do their thing, we think, for the hot dogs. Sandy Valley Fire Department. Oh.
That's who you need to talk to right there.
Yeah, we think, right?
She just look the deer and look.
I have no idea. My husband's a chief, so we can find out.
Yeah, and other things that we have planned. There'll be a surprise, which I'm not going to reveal right now, but it'll be fabulous and eye-catching.
Yay.
So you've got to drive east on Spring, and you'll see it.
Go.
There were other things that happened, which I'm going to turn over to Miss Diane, if we can add one thing to the agenda.
That would have been good to say a while ago.
Anyway, if anybody has any questions, the next meeting for the Historical Society is the 29th of April.
At what time?
11 o'clock.
Are you wanting something on the agenda? I missed something. I don't understand.
A report from the new Good Springs Cemetery Association.
We didn't have it before.
We weren't established. And if you want, I can wait and talk about it under comments.
No, that's fine. It's not, excuse my ignorance, it's not part of the Historical Society.
No. Not anymore.
It was. And I would have reported that way. However, there was a change. And so
okay.
I'm deferring
so
to Diane.
Will be part of this Historical Society report, and next time we will add the Gidsway,
okay.
The cemetery.
We'll do
so
that.
So Diane, go ahead.
Yeah, we'll do that.
As part of the Historical Society report.
Perfect.
Okay. So
that meeting will be here in this one.
Yes.
So we now have a new nonprofit association called the Good Springs Cemetery Association. It is made up of 7 members. 3 officers and 4 directors. Beyond that, we will be looking for volunteers, and the main purpose of this is to maintain and put in force good operations for the cemetery. As far as cleaning it up, maybe painting the fences, maybe solar lights, you know, things like that. But we are a nonprofit corporation. So what is happening now is the county is going to grant to the Good Springs Cemetery Association the property. So Good Springs will finally own the cemetery property.
And who is in charge of that?
The 7 people.
Then who are they?
Us 7. Okay, so Stephanie Stevens is president. Debbie is the treasurer. I'm the secretary. And then we have 4 directors.
One second.
Yes. Can you say that again?
Debbie's the treasurer?
Yes. Debbie's the treasurer.
Who's after Stephanie? She's the president.
Debbie's the treasurer.
President?
Secretary?
I'm the secretary.
Secretary is Diane. Okay.
Then we have 4 directors. CJ Jones, Peggy Stevens, Steve Darnell, and Bobby Poole.
Who's Bobby Poole?
She used to live in Jean as a little girl.
Okay.
She's on the Historical Society. She's
great.
Yep. She's a youngster that's been around for a long time.
Great. Neato.
She and Steve Fleming tell lots of stories.
I look forward to those.
So the exciting part is we now have a new nonprofit, and that nonprofit, the Cemetery Association, will own the Good Springs Cemetery with the new lines. A lot of assistance from Megan. The county came out and resurveyed the property. So everything that is within the fence, and we'll be getting a new map as well. And then from the southeast fence, I believe approximately another 50 feet. So part of the restoration of the cemetery will be to move that fence, clean it up, make paths, identify.
Is there a record of how many grave sites are available still?
Yes.
Yes, we are collaborating on all of that.
I've got an old one, and I have an idea who's been added.
Whatever you have, a copy of that to Stephanie would be great.
We have 184 people buried in the cemetery. We have to calculate, because it depends on whether you're cremated or whether you're buried, how many spaces we need.
Right.
So that's what we're working on.
Yeah.
Neat.
So, and the Good Springs Cemetery Association will be meeting next month.
The same day.
The hour before.
The same, yeah, as the Historical Society.
The hour before the Historical Society.
So that's April 29th at 10.
At 10 a.m.
And we're open to people, right?
Yeah, people can
you're
come.
Welcome.
And understand
you're welcome
that
to come.
We, the seven of us, are just getting this business up and running. So we'll meet monthly, probably for a couple more months. And then after that, we'll meet once every 3 months, unless we need to have some kind of a meeting and something comes up or, you know, someone passes. But the bylaws are typed up and finishing the editing on those. But yeah, otherwise we're all set. Documents have all been approved.
Who do we go to when we need a plot or just a spot for cremated? We've got a couple people that are still waiting on a spot. That have died.
I would say submit something to us in writing, either myself, Debbie, or Stephanie.
I need your
what
email.
Are the rules now?
We will
we're working on.
We will have that and be able to disclose all of that as soon as we had to put the company, the corporation together first. And again, we're finishing the bylaws. So after our next meeting, we will have the definition of a bona fide resident. Which is the key to who is
so that would be changing. It used to be
there.
Anyone that lived here. So
is
that
there,
will be changing.
Is there going to be a difference? Maybe Stephanie, you can answer. Is there going to be a difference between I'm a resident or I'm an owner resident
or a property owner or
yeah.
a renter?
We're, that's what we're working on
that's
currently.
Right. Exactly.
We
yeah.
have it.
Good.
Yeah, so if you want to come to the next meeting and help us with that, we'd greatly appreciate
cool.
everybody's opinions. That's what we're focusing on now
yeah.
is determining.
A main determination is, in my opinion, for what it's worth, is going to be how many plots are still available.
Technically, there is no, well, there was only like, there was no reservations per se. Okay. That's what we're working on also, determining whether we're going to do that or not. Because
let's say, you know, there's 15 or 20 spots left. That's not very many, and therefore you'd need to restrict
yes.
who can go in there. As opposed to say there's 150, and then you don't need to restrict as much.
Right.
I was in
that.
Touch with CJ over a year and a half ago for two plots of residents, longtime residents, that are, have been cremated. We just need a little place, just like a couple other people that are out there. One is Flynn.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
okay, so that's,
yeah, so
that's the news.
That's what we're all working on.
Yeah.
So if you want to come to the cemetery meeting... You're more than welcome.
Just
yeah.
get to a Historical Society an hour early.
So you got to get cooked before you get talk.
Yeah.
That would be helpful.
Yeah. Okay. Next item. Okay. Receive a report from Clark County Administrative Services regarding public works updates, community center use and improvements, NV Energy Project, Renaissance Fair, and Shakespeare. In the Park in Sandy Valley, Splash Pad Project Update, and other updates from Clark County for discussion only.
Okay. Lots of stuff. So on Public Works, I don't have a lot for here in town, but it went out to bid for Sandy Valley Road. So,
yeah, that is huge.
Driven it lately.
Needed.
It's really bad, so they should be starting about end of summer to redo Sandy Valley Road, so...
Will they also be doing something about Gene in Vegas or 161 in Vegas Boulevard? There's huge potholes.
And I send them all the time.
Okay.
And that's NDOT, it's not county.
Okay.
So, yeah.
And you said Sandy Valley Road, what are they doing?
Redoing the whole
resurface.
Thing. Not just resurface. It's going to be a little bit more than that because it's only like that deep. You ever see the potholes? When the pothole comes out, you can see dirt.
They're not widening it; they're just repairing.
It's going to be widened slightly to accomplish standard width lanes because right now they got standard width under.
It just turned off.
It just turned off. Yeah, they're widening it as much as possible to get standard width lanes, but mostly just redoing it. The county didn't build it in the first place, and it's just a really substandard road. So part of the reason it's so bad because. There's not much to work with. So even when they fill the holes, it just pops out. So it's very exciting for those of us that drive it every day. It's going to be very exciting. So community center,
oops,
you've got a new screen. I'll take down my fancy white paper that I put up for our last meeting.
Yay.
And I'm going to get another screen for over here. So we'll have two. We got a new doormat, which is so silly, but all these little things got a new clock. I'm working with Parks and Rec. We have a new director of Parks and Rec who is fantastic, and he has a much better understanding of our rural community centers. And so we're going to be working on doing some more programming here in the center. And the library is going to be doing some more programming here. So we're looking at some improvements. So over the next few months, I think you'll see some upgrades and some little facelift. So very excited. NV Energy, I contacted my contact at NV Energy and said, hey, can you tell me about the project? And she said, it's a circuit replacement.
Well, okay.
I said, could you give me some more details? So she did not get back to me details. So I'm sorry. I wanted to be able to tell you all about the project. You know as much as I know.
It's going to be a surprise.
I can tell you a little bit because I spoke with Kyle, who's the super on this project. And what he told me is they are replacing all of the electrical poles and...
not privately owned ones.
Not privately.
Not clearance poles.
Right. Not on your property. All of the other regular poles and the transformers. They're upgrading transformers and upgrading to LED lights. So
cool.
If they get something that takes them out of Good Springs, then they come back and keep working.
LED lights are much cheaper.
Copper with aluminum.
Oh, good. So people won't be stealing.
Yeah.
The only reason I know that is because I talked to them when they came and put the tag on my door
good.
That they were going to turn off the power on Sunday.
Listen, be glad that they're replacing it because
so,
copper
so
theft all over the valley is unbelievable. Like they cannot keep up with it. It takes thieves like 15 minutes to steal copper from a whole section, and it takes us like 3 or 4 days just to replace
it. It's a very lucrative
theft.
My husband is a union electrician, and he used to bring home tons of scrap when he was private, and we used to sit there out in the garage and scrape it and turn it in. It was good money. So now you know.
The other good thing about what NV Energy is doing is it's going to alleviate a lot of our power outages. So we reported a lot of power outages last year.
As we do just about every year.
Yep. So hopefully that'll change now.
Okay. NV Energy. Next Saturday, weekend Saturday, is our little Renaissance Fair in Sandy Valley. If you want to come, it's going to be really fun. It's a very small Renaissance Fair. And then Shakespeare in the Park at 7, so you can bring your blankets. The Pioneer Saloon's food truck will be there. Camila's Mexican Food from Sandy Valley, their food truck's going to be there. There's going to be little free events. The King and Queen are coming. Sunset Park, the big one. That's
fun.
Is coming.
Wow.
To grace us with their presence.
It's Saturday the 1st? Saturday the 1st?
5th.
5.
Saturday the 5th.
Oh, I'm in March. Apologize.
So it's our first one. So
what's Shakespeare?
They're doing Comedy of Errors.
When is it going to start?
The show starts at 7. The activities start at 4. So you could come and do some sword fighting and get your face painted. We're going to have all sorts of fun.
Oh,
magician
a
walking around. Huh?
I have a gig. That's a bummer.
Oh,
I really would have loved to go.
Professional actors and actors?
The Shakespeare group is going to.
Okay.
It's Nevada Shakespeare Festival.
Oh, okay.
And then the guild. I'm learning so much about Renaissance Fair, so I need none of this. The guild that the King and Queen are part of. Several members from their guild are going to be coming in costume and doing the whole thing.
Oh, how fun.
Fun.
Are you going to do this every year?
I don't know. This is our first time. So luckily the Shakespeare people just reached out to me and I said, oh, I'm on it. Let's do it. And then so we started the whole thing. So we'll see.
Oh, I would love to
be
there.
I know. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And my husband may be walking around one of our horses as a unicorn.
Nice.
Oh, all fun.
I ordered him an outfit, so we'll see. So if you want to see that, come on over. Splash pad. So, I hate to tell you this. So the splash pad, there's been a couple delays, mostly health district, unfortunately. It's delayed it to the point where they're not going to start construction until like July. I know. So I decided to put it off so that this splash pad will stay in operation all summer, because that would mean the kids would have nothing all summer, basically, because they'd be staging before that. So they will start construction as soon as school starts back in. So it delays it, and that sucks, but I think it would suck worse to not have anything all summer. So that's what's happening. You can thank the health district for that.
How long will it take before it's finished, do you think?
I think it's a 90-day build.
Okay.
The original plan was to have it done this winter to be open this summer. And there were some challenges, and I didn't get there. So
that happens.
Yeah, I know. It's not so much fun. And last time we talked about shooting. Oh, I will tell you the shooting that we know about the shooting. I'm assuming. So it was actually my friends that were up there. And they were driving on the Razor and decided to hike for a while. And all of a sudden had bullets going
by. Oh my God.
Five bullets go by him. So, so I know there are people on Facebook saying, well, there was no shooting. Well, nobody got shot, but it was very scary. So,
Was that on flat ground or something?
No, it was up in the, they were up exploring in the mountains.
How do you miss the hillside?
Yeah, so,
you know where you're supposed to be.
So there is in that area, I think the misinformation was that it was like an active shooter type deal.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And it was just people being unintelligent with their backdrop. But there is an area over there where we noticed there's a lot of shell casings, spent casings, people shoot often. And it's just not a good spot. So that's what it was, just somebody wasn't being smart about, they didn't know the laws or the rules. So.
Well, this is how it's going to end up getting
a lot of
to
those.
Where it,
like
if
I said,
you won't be able to do it anywhere.
Exactly.
And shenanigans are too.
Yeah, and my friends are not like naive bumpkins. They are knowledgeable.
No, that's awful.
And, yeah,
it is.
Very scary. They said they hit the ground and were down for about 40 minutes. Mm-hmm. Just they were afraid to move. So we had talked about shooting last time when BLM was here. So I brought, and we talked about the no shooting area. So I didn't bring a whole bunch of copies. I'll leave some with the library so if anyone wants to look at them. But this is the no shooting area for all of Clark County. Well, for the valley, the green is no shooting, or the color is no shooting. And this is Good Springs right here. So it's section 25 and 26, which are encompass all of Good Springs here, this whole section here. And I know you can't see it from there, so you can come look at it. And then this shows the whole valley, including what we talked about last time with the corridors, the red corridors. That's what was implemented because of Good Springs. So there's no shooting within half a mile of any state highway. So if you want to look at those, they're
only
here.
Half a mile. That's ridiculous.
These are available on the Clark County website. This one I made.
Half a mile.
I did what I could.
Just
I
to demonstrate so you can see where it covers. And that's it.
Oh, I have a question.
Yes.
I know you were working on it. I see you on post on Facebook. Are you into the dog thing yet?
Yes, we are working on it. Yeah. We can't do it without the Animal Foundation or without someone to do the shots,
okay.
And we're waiting on them. Okay. We've given them several dates, and not one of them has worked so far. So we're looking at, I think, April 26th. We're hopeful.
Okay.
And just because I'm extra, I want to do a little event along with it, so there'll be something along with the vaccination event.
Are they going to do like the shaving and washing your dog and all that?
I don't
again,
know.
Or is that,
we'll see.
Okay.
That's all volunteers.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can't believe people volunteer to come out and do that, but it's so
nice.
So, yeah.
How nail trimming,
can,
it really was
that
nice.
Kind of thing
nail trimming
happen.
Great.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
Nail trimming is great.
Oh, yeah.
Doesn't it take some months?
We
to,
need a muzzle for our dogs.
Like, it's going to be out
mine
in the future.
Parked.
It's not going to be
nails.
This
yeah, I
summer. It could be this summer?
The vaccination clinic?
How much lead time do you end up needing to get it accomplished?
Week? Well, with my team, we could do it in like a week, but I would want to give people more notice than that.
She
so
said possibly.
Right now we're looking at April 26th. That's the date date we gave them, but
okay.
They haven't responded yet. We're trying to get microchips too.
Neat.
My vet made me get chipped.
Yeah.
It's the law now.
Yeah.
And it's just a good idea.
It is.
Absolutely.
Sandy Valley all needs it.
Yeah.
426.
Gravy.
Well, but the people that need it don't hear the message.
I don't think that the shooting area is available to people, so then they wouldn't shoot.
It's on the county site.
Pardon?
It's on the county website.
Where on the...
Well, these are the where places can't shoot.
What page of the county website?
Most people don't look at that. They just go out and they pull off the side of the road and they start shooting.
Right, on BLM...
I know, but I'd like to know where...
BLM is open for target shooting. Mm-hmm. Basically, for the restrictions where you cannot shoot is the Las Vegas Valley, within the valley. And then around Good Springs, like I said, you can look at that. It's the two sections around here. And Sandy Valley has a similar area. And besides that, if it's open BLM, they allow target shooting. So,
if anybody needs some suggestions of places that are legal and safe to go, you can talk to me.
Do not go to the one off of Las Vegas Boulevard or Sloan.
Right.
Do not.
Unless you like flat tires and ricochet.
Yeah.
And impossible death.
Can you make copies available for next meetings so folks and board members can get a copy of those?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
I mean, it's really small. I mean, you're not going to see much, but absolutely. Okay, that's it.
Thank you. Okay, planning and zoning.
Nothing.
Okay. General business?
Nothing.
I don't think so. Okay. Comments by the general public, a period devoted to comments by the general public about matters relevant to the council's jurisdiction will be held. No vote may be taken on a matter not listed on the posted agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please step up to the speaker's podium.
If applicable,
clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the council wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the council by majority vote. I'll start. I was speaking with Megan last month at the craft fair here in Good Springs, and we have an intersection, Exchange and Shawmut, where there's no stop signs on either side of Shawmut, and every other street that meet Exchange have a stop sign. And that Shawmut comes down to a hill right on Exchange, and people fly up and down. So I've talked to Deb about it. She also lives on that corner, and I'm going to forward photos, and Megan's going to work on that. I also have another thing I've been thinking about. Sandy Valley has a pickleball court. Is there any way Good Springs can get a pickleball court?
We don't have a pickleball
don't have the
court.
Room.
We just have lines on our basketball court. So,
Can we get a new basketball court instead of in the parking lot? Somewhere? Anywhere?
I'll look out here and see if there's a place that we can put the lines.
That'd be great.
And then we could get the equipment to
That'd
be
wonderful.
Here.
I'd love that. I love pickleball.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
You could put it right where the current library's at, if that one is moving.
Yeah.
Well, that's too soon. We want it before.
That'll be a year.
Yeah. We want it before that.
That was my question. When is the library, new library going to be open, things like that?
It's going to be a while.
Year.
Oh, neat.
Any timeline on the distribution facilities down at the 15 that we're planning on building out?
And the first one, is going to be the one behind Starbucks, where the old Nevada Landing used to be. And I don't think they've got their final permits yet. They had to go through an extensive flooding process or flood study process, like unbelievably extensive. So it's held them up a little bit, but they're diligently working on it.
Megan, are they still, they proposed several years back a small non-gaming hotel down there where Nevada Landing site is and shops and that? Is that still in the works at all? Okay, thank you.
That's when Terrible's owned it.
Okay, thank you.
That was one of their proposals.
Anyone else? Public comments? Okay. Next meeting date is May 27th, 2025 at 5:30 p.m. We're adjourned. Thank you all for coming on this beautiful day.
Thanks.
Really nice. May 27th.